Do you ever think about how lucky you are? I mean, not every guy gets down with a girl like me. Think about how lucky you are to have found me, to have made me fall in love, convinced me to move in with you, and how lucky you are that I keep all your dirty, pervy, shameful secrets. There really are so many dirty, naughty, kinky things that I know about you, aren't there? It's impressive. Which ones make you feel the dirtiest? Is it that I've pissed on you? That's bad enough on its own. But that I've done it multiple times and into your mouth? I don't even let your pee touch my feet in the shower. And you've swallowed mine. Oh, maybe it's that you love eating my ass so much that I have to turn you down constantly. You're such a pervy service slut. A cute one that I love, but a slut nonetheless. Maybe the most shameful secret is that you like hurting your balls, that you slap and paddle them, that you love me hurting them too. Then I know about all the toys, clothespins, ball crushers, and Icy Hot. Or how about the collection of toilet brushes you love forcing your throbbing little dicklet into? Imagine people knowing about that. You'd just die. It could be how you beg and bargain to be denied and for me to control your orgasms. I can't imagine that many guys lock up their manhood and hand their girlfriend the key. But you fucking beg for that shit. If I decided tomorrow that you should be locked for the rest of your life, and that you should only ever come from pegging, you would blush. Look down at your feet, you'd nod with a, "Yes, miss," and you'd go lock up your cock forever, wouldn't you? Now that's a dirty secret. It could also be about your size, I suppose, that you're not really packing that much down there, and that you like being made fun of for it, that even with my little hands, I can easily get all the way around to you. That you've bought sheets to make your little nub feel like a real man's size. That when I lock up your cock, that it's in the smallest cage options they sell. You know, when you fuck me with our large strap-on, it feels amazing. And when you do it with your little dick, well, let's just say that I'm glad you enjoy yourself. Maybe Cialis is your big secret. That your dick is both small and needs a little extra help to keep up with me. You do still get erections on your own, if you can call them that. But without meds, sometimes they don't last as long as they should. And we end up with a little wriggly limp dick. How sad. Maybe that's why you love chastity so much, right? Dicks that don't satisfy their girl should be locked up in favor of big girthy toys. Oh, maybe the darkest secret is how young I was when we met. Should you have been hooking up with a 19-year-old when you were in your 30s, perv? Flying across the country to eat my teenage pussy? The longer we're together, the less it matters. But back then, it was extremely inappropriate. And you're lucky as hell that I kept it to myself. Do you stroke your little dick thinking about fucking teenage me? That's so dirty. Oh, I know. The dirtiest secret is that you eat your own cum. That's a great slutty secret. You've definitely swallowed more of your own cum than I ever have. And it's 100% going to stay that way forever. Most guys have no idea what their own cum tastes like. But you certainly do, don't you, slut? I know you chicken out on eating it a lot after you get off, and that's okay. But even so, you're still my good little cum slut, right, honey? I'm picturing you upside down, your little dick throbbing and as hard as it ever gets, and you're stroking it desperately towards your open, thirsty mouth. I've never seen you hornier than when we do that, and I just love your expressions and moans as you explode and it goes all over your face and into your mouth as you swallow and the post-nut clarity sinks in. You melt into this happy, spent place like you're thinking that's exactly how all your orgasms should be. Maybe they should, and I should really truly make you into a cum slut. What a fucking perv. How about findom? For years in our long distance phase, you fucking paid me to hurt you, to deny you, to embarrass you, to lock up your dick. I had to talk you down from spending too much on me back when I was in college, and you'd sign up for it all again if I showed the slightest bit of interest. Now, you're lucky that I keep your secrets and that I don't want to own everything about you, because we both know that you'd give me anything I wanted if I asked. I could say please and maybe bat my eyes at you and I'd own you in a second. Panties? That's a good secret too. You definitely love wearing panties for me and being my good little sissy. Pink cage, lacy panties, eating my ass, all with full swollen denied balls, and maybe a plug buzzing away on your prostate. And of course, I'm getting busy scrolling off through Reddit and looking at all the pretty girls and guys with cocks twice the size of yours. That's definitely not something that most guys want, but it's when you're at your happiest, isn't it, perv? Honestly, the most shameful secret is probably that you're rubbing your little dicklet listening to this. I'll bet if you had a full-size cock, you'd be out there fucking the brains out of women your own age, instead of begging me to deny you or make you eat your own cum. Guess we'll never know, will we, shrimp dick? Get one last edge and then put away your little denied cock. Or maybe you're locked away right now and listening to all of this while throbbing in your cage. That seems like a bad idea to me, but we both know how you love to be denied. Add X hours every time you listen to this while locked, and send me a message about how much you love me. Good boy. Enjoy that ache. I'm so glad you're mine, and I'm glad to be yours. I love you so, even if you're a fucking perv.